Tonight, MTV premieres its new animated series, a show with a concept so unusual, TV critic David Bianculli says it just might catch on.
Last year, MTV took everyone by surprise with a reality series called The Osbournes, which caught on way beyond all expectations. Over the summer, Fox scored big with American Idol, a live variety show competition. And though there were no breakout hits this fall, the new year already has brought some popular, though outrageous, new series. There's Joe Millionaire on Fox, which has women fighting over a pauper masquerading as a prince. There's also The Bachelorette on ABC, which has last year's loser on The Bachelor getting revenge by rejecting loser men instead. Both of them premiered in the top 10, making them more successful than any other new network series this season. These days, TV isn't a vast wasteland, it's a big circus. That's why MTV's new cartoon series, Clone High USA, is so worthy of attention. In a season of reality shows, it's pure fantasy. In a year of variations and rip-offs of established themes and genres, it's a true original. It's also truly bizarre, so please, try to keep an open mind as I describe the show's premise. Clone High USA is a cartoon show about a mad scientist's secret genetics experiment. He's acquired DNA samples from hundreds of historical figures and cloned them, then put them all in one place to mature. It's the same premise as Jurassic Park, except that instead of extinct dinosaurs, these are copies of famous humans. And since the human clones have to develop slowly, the mad scientist has to wait as they grow up. Meanwhile, he sticks them all in the same secret high school, Clone High USA. This puts Joan of Arc in the same science class as Abe Lincoln, and Gandhi attending the same beer parties as John F. Kennedy. Each of these high school clones has inherited some recognizable traits. JFK is a womanizer, Cleopatra a seductress, and Abe has feelings of dread about becoming student body president. Yet there's also the universal angst of high school having its way with these young replicants. Gandhi is so tired of his goody-goody image, he's trying to reinvent himself by acting like a frat boy. JFK is a frat boy, a sex-obsessed high school bully who, like Cleo, is one of the most popular and manipulative students at Clone High. Joan of Arc has a crush on Abe, but he doesn't notice. He has a crush on Cleo, who doesn't notice him. She's too busy hatching her own schemes. As in next week's show, when she seduces JFK into running for class president so she can inherit the office.
Oh, JFK. I can't bear to talk about it.
Thank God, because I hate it when...
It all started freshman year. I was elected president. But now... Oh, JFK.
There, there.
It's term limits, Jack. Dirty, dirty term limits.
My only hope is if someone, and I have no idea who, could run for president, win, abolish term limits, resign, and endorse me as his replacement.
But who? Who?
Huh?
Oh, thank you, JFK. Thank you for your courage.
Can we make out now?
Totally.
Yes, it's weird. Yes, it's irreverent. But it's also funny and has a very distinct tone and sensibility. That was true of The Simpsons when it started. Actually, it's true of The Simpsons now. And it was true of MTV's last big animated hit, Beavis and Butthead, and of Comedy Central's South Park. Not surprisingly, some writers from The Simpsons and South Park are involved, but the two guys who created Clone High USA, Chris Miller and Phil Lord, are young unknowns. They got the job and kept it on the strength of their very strange, very original idea. It's nice to know, in these days of Joe Millionaire, that an original idea can also be a good one.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.